This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. There's controversy over a brake shoe trophy given to an assistant prosecutor in the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office. The gift came after a truck driver who lost his brakes on I-70 and killed four people was sentenced to 110 years in prison. The elected district attorney, Alexis King, says the trophy was made in poor taste. The trucker's sentence sparked national outcry at Colorado's mandatory minimum sentencing laws. A celebration of life ceremony was held in Georgia today for former Broncos player Demaryius Thomas. Lindsey Jones of The Athletic spoke to Colorado Matters about his impact on the team.
He was one of the greatest players in Broncos franchise history, and he absolutely will be going into the team's ring of honor. He's one of the most accomplished players that this team ever had.
Thomas played in Denver for 8 seasons. He was the second most successful wide receiver in Broncos history. He died at 33 years old. Trains stopped at Denver International Airport for about half an hour this afternoon because of a security breach. Police stopped an unidentified individual who allegedly boarded a train without going through security. The airport says everything is back to normal and nobody was hurt. One quick correction to an earlier version of our story on a $58 million federal investment for Colorado electric car chargers. Despite uncertainty around the federal Build Back Better legislation, funding for electric car chargers is guaranteed through previous infrastructure bill. This is CPR News and KRCC.